Sif Beis. So, this is a very complicated sugya in Taros, so I am not going to give you everything on it, but let's just read the halacha. I mentioned yesterday that the end, right, the complex sugya of, a mayan, a 40 sa'or or not, again, not something I'm going to get into, right, the question of, is this equivalent to other tefillot, right, or is it exeris a kazu of 40 sa'ab, okay. Sif Bez, also complicated. Sarashiakli rafui biadobijas tefillah, right, this is very important, lamaisa, and again, I don't want to get into lumdos. Right, you cannot, right, if you see people doing this, they are wrong, right, and I don't care. I've seen people doing it. They're good from Jews. I'm sure they are. If they do this, they're wrong, right? Do not, under any circumstances, take a kli, hold it tightly in your hand, and put it right,
in the mikvah.
Why?
Rav, I have a cup that's wood on the outside and it's metal.
It's like
I could have brought it for show and tell.
There you go. So why is this true? Shem mahad ko. Exactly. Shem, right? Tavi is exactly right. Shem mahad ko biyadav chatzitza. You hold it tightly. It's like a chatzitza, which you're not allowed to have because
it's not.
This is tefillah. And tefillah,
you have to get every little part.
Oh, right, so one second. So, v'im lichlech yado b'mayim tefillah. But if you make your hand wet first, ein lachosh, but there's a machlokes in the poskim, as the Ramah notes right afterwards, v'davsh lichlech yado b'meg mikvah, avlo b'mayim klushim. Now, what does it mean your hand has to be wet? So, two possibilities. Either just wet,
or wet
with mikvah water. Right?
Why would you say just
wet with mikvah water? Because that's what you're
good. So, like I said, this is a right. When I said that this is a really, really, really complicated sugya, I'm not kidding. Right? Nachum can attest to this. Look at the Taz.
Yep.
See that?
That's all on this.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all just the Taz.
You can see on my computer that Taz. It's still going. Right. Okay. Do you want me to try to summarize the issue here, or do you want to just
summarize,
take my word that it's complicated?
Summarize will turn into what? Half of what it is?
Like half an hour summarization, or like 10 minute summarization?
Okay.
What's its point? What's its point is the better question.
Yeah, okay. We'll want to look at the shach. How about that? We'll look at the shach of his gechuva and not the taz for the moment. Okay, let's try that.
The shach has
such
a little one on it, though.
I know. So the shach says, Tzorch Iyon. Rambam Berek Ben Melchon Gvaos. Din Yudal. Kod ve'uchis ba'adam. Uvekeil matbilan. Rehin betumason. Ve'amo pisha rafa yadok. Zera shema. Lo yirafa ad kamashan. The shach doesn't like this because according to the Rambam, even if you loosen your hand, it doesn't work because a gzeira midrabanan that you might not loosen your hand.
You might not. It says if you do, then it's fine.
But midrabanan, you aren't right. You just have to not be holding it at all.
No, I thought you don't do something based off of a might. Like
no, that's called a gzeira, right? That the rabbanan said you can't do it. And he leaves this with Tzorach Iyon, right? And he notes the Bach passing this way later on, right? So the Shach doesn't like this at all. The Shach just notes in the next halacha, why does it need to be Mei Mikvah? Because the issue here hand is Chatzitza, right? And therefore, if it's Mikvah water, then it might help you. If not, not. And Pesachei Tshuva writes. Right, notes that according to the Shach, even if it's loose in your hand, that doesn't work. But this is important for our purposes. It's Ferris Lemoshe says that no, the reason that here, even if by certain other tefillot, right, tefillas Adam and the like, we might say that even if you hold it lightly, right, loosely, that it is a problem, a gzeira, we won't say that here. Why not? Come on, this you should know already. You can look at the Pesachei Tshuva, but why? Because this tefillah is not as bad as other ones. Because other ones, if you don't, or if you need it, doesn't go to the mikvah, it's bad. There's nisr kares.
Right.
Right? If you eat truma without going to the mikvah, it's a problem. It's mitzvah shamayim.
Kares until she touches her husband.
Until she sleeps with her husband. Right. Meaning if
the mikvah doesn't work.
Right. Right. But here.
Here you could use.
Right. Tarabayit. Right. You can talk to Chayda about that. Right. Go to Harabayit. Shvila. Right.
He'll be happy.
Right. He will give you the shvil. right? Yeah, you go to Tara, right? It'll be a disaster, right? So all those things are really bad. But in this case, right? Why would we maybe not make him?
Still use the pot without it.
Because what's the worst that'll happen? Nothing.
Add the pot,
right? You missed the mitzvah, right?
Well,
but there's no iser.
You could still do the mitzvah later on.
But there's no iser.
Right.
Right. I mean, you're not going to do the mitzvah later on because you won't know that it was too tight.
Unless you say it's a heter that you.
Right. But since the majority position is that there is no iser whatsoever,
then
right.
Yeah.
In the food. Right, so you missed the mitzvah, right? So therefore, again, so that's one point here, is that the Shach asks, why is it we don't have a gzerah? That even if you do it loosely, it's not good because you might not, you know, because you might come to do it tightly,
mm-hmm.
right? So the Shach, Lidit Tzarkiyun, seems to paskin, right? You can't have it in your hand at all,
right?
But the Piskei Tshuva, quotes from Tiferes Lamoshe, said no, right? Again, the thing we've said over and over, again, I don't know how many times I have to point this out in Shulchan Aruch.
Down, you have to hold it somehow.
Why do you think there are baskets there? That's why there are baskets there. Oh, one second. You're right. It is.
Sometimes the net is ripped. Like
my father correct.
Send a new feet like a year or two ago, and a few years ago to put in a. The Tovan Klim, and he got two cups from his patients, and put them or whatever. From his patients, and one cup, and one cup, say that go, and say, you got okay.
Yeah, I've had to do that also. It's a pain.
And then that was ripped. So the second one, I went like that, and he caught it,
Right, so you can do that, right? You can do the drop and catch. Right, you can do the drop and catch, like Tivya says. But the Piskei Tshuva here, right, guys, Nachum.
Sorry,
I don't care who this.
I know.
I really don't. The Piskei Tshuva, right, tells you that why is this Tefillah more Mekel again, right? And I don't know how many times I have to point this out, you know, in doing the Siman, right? Is that, you know, I think for our purposes, doing it this way, where we spent a lot of time in the Lumdus, now you understand, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to read everything inside, but you understand it. Now, the other question here. Right. That is really complicated. Is this right? Is the nature exactly of this wetting of the hands? And again, that I think, I just think it's too complicated of a sugya in Taros. I'm not gonna try. If you feel like, unless you really have a deep desire to read this long Taz, yes.
Not really.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I like this idea. We'll just skip it.
I don't want to try. I don't want to submit myself to falling asleep.
I'm happy where we are now. So,
okay, fine.
You know.
So let's continue. right. I mean, big adola comes down to whether this is simply a chatzitza issue or it's actually a way of like making your hand part of the mikvah, which comes into different sugyas of in terms of hashaka. Like all of them is very complicated. Right.
I'm trying to think of the case where you'd have to get your
now,
hand away.
The poskim do note
if you want to hold it.
Now, who noticed? Who was it? Nachum. You said that sometimes during the. In the baskets, there's a problem.
Yeah,
right. So this is all the posts can point out. Right, is that one of the ways that you tovel things, right, to prevent the problem of you know having to hold it very tightly or things like that.
Put
it
in a basket.
Put in a basket. Now that works if
it's not
basket is room.
Is if you don't stuff things in so much that water won't get on the inside.
Right.
If you put. You know, 1,000 forks and knives in all at the same time in the basket, right? All the stuff on the inside.
It's not.
Correct. Like, you can't do that, right?
Tefillah kelim, you do it separately. I mean, what's the.
You don't have to do one at a time.
Okay, obviously, one at a time, but in a way, like you just said, it's able to space it
forever.
Right now, whether you actually have to do that or whether if everything's wet, it's okay, right? That's part of the discussion in the post game.
What do you mean?
If everything's just.
If everything's wet, would it be the same as with your hand being wet with mikvah water, right? V'chule, v'chule. so there is a bit of discussion of exactly right how you have to do this, but in general, right, it would be best to avoid the situation. Don't overpack things like that. Okay, fine. Sif Gimel we already did, right? That was that Yevarech al Tefilas Kli v'Mishnayim Yosim Yevarech al Tefilas Kelim. Right, we did that. Yes, good. Sif Dalit tripods.
Yay!
Tripods. Tivitz,
so much trouble on that one.
Something like that. Tivitz. Tisovdim aleim kideiro. iPod. Tivitz. I don't know.
So, like, how do you say that word?
Tripish.
It's am to. Yeah, but the pad. Yeah, whatever. Tisovdim lofnir. Am to lem tila. Aval the Bidinyash thing, right? Yeah,
that. There's an English word in there.
Yeah.
What the heck is a Bidinyash?
Wasn't this a time before English?
Yeah. So then,
wait.
So then, Tony Tzvi Levination knows only Michael Osmo. So what is, what's that halacha? That's not so complicated. What's that halacha?
That tripods that are holding up the pot do not require.
I mean, the thing, Greg, meaning this is pretty simple as conceptually as things go, which is
food.
Right. Correct. Meaning we've defined it as klei seuda. So Zivdala just tells you klei seuda means that which touches
the food.
The food, not the thing which touches
the pot
that touches the food, right?
What meaning, if it overflows?
So according to this,
so like that's like your right. I mean, what you know, essentially,
are you eating the food that overflows?
Think about your stovetop, right? Your pot you put in the mikvah, right? The grate on the stove, right? Even the thing's gonna like spill over, right? It's not a klei seuda, right?
Right.
You know, like.
Wait, so
you're not going to eat off of it.
If you're not eating off of it. It's not what it is.
If you just read this, would a candy dish need tefillah?
This has nothing to do with that.
Food.
Right? That depends on the next halacha.
Ah, okay.
Right? Sif Hey is much more complicated. Sif Dalet, that was like, here, I'll give you a nice, easy halacha. Sif Dalet, right?
Get ready to hold your peace.
Suck and
now, Sif Dalet, this is the one that I think is possibly the most complicated, second most complicated simon. Sif, in this simon, maybe. Okay? And that is that, as we've said, the category in halacha that one must be tovel is what? A? Clay, what?
Suda.
Good. So Siv Dalet was pretty simple about that, right? Which means that which touches food is potentially a clay suda. That which touches the pot, but never touches food, or isn't supposed to touch food, right? Obviously, it might touch food, right? But fundamentally, it's not meant to touch food. Is not a clay suda, right? But Shulchan Aruch then brings a machloket about. Right? Is the sagin shel shchita.
Or a skinny knife.
It touches pre-food.
Okay.
We thought about that, right?
It's a pre-food touch.
Okay. So what does he say? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the position that
it does not.
Does not. And the Ramah says, right, Zagin Shchita Yish Mishon Shein. So the Ramah says, Yish Cholkin. V'tov l'tov l'vo bracha. And a barzalim shematakin b'ma hamatzos einam shichem tvila. And kisu shikovan al pas lavoso. Well, kisu kidera tzarch latoblo. And then it says that a barzel triangle matzos, which we'll see exactly what that is, but some sort of middle grate. The cover of bread in the oven does not need, but the cover of a pot does need.
Cover right. of bread in the oven?
Yes.
There's a thing that covers
that
bread.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sounds like in Mafiat Necham or here and there in Mafiat that there's Arab workers that have this like Mafiat Matzot, they put in all kinds of pitot and all kinds of not of Matzot, also all kinds of mezonot and patabat kisnin and cakes stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Make all kinds of like pitziot and all kinds of stuff. Not and regular and all that. And
they put the isad, they put it on not just matzah, also the isad, 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 the is doesn't need?
Well, it's not touching used food. For cooking.
Is it not touching food?
It's touching pre-food.
It's dangerous. It's not
okay, good. But so I want to be careful. Look at the Taz. The Taz says...
Yeah, but
right?
Put wrong.
Look at the Taz. He says, "Mordechai kasev atam." One second. "Mordechai kasev atam." Delo chashiv klei seuda. Da aser lachloch ba afilu tzone. Right. The Taz. Right. Close the Mordechai. Why does he think it's not klei seuda? Let's be very careful. Is it because it's pre-food?
That'd be my rationale.
So he right. So he gives two. There's two parts to it. One is that. Because you're using your shechita, you're not allowed to use it for other food.
It's just for that.
Right? I, the animal itself, you can eat, but you need bishul. Right? So it's two parts. The animal that you're like shechting, you don't need it because it's pre-food. Right? Like AB said. Meaning that the Mordechai defines klei suda as
food.
That which is used that which is used during the meal.
Ah.
Not in food preparation, but in eating.
Right.
Right, that. But the second point that he makes is that it's not just, it has to be the type of thing, not just that's sometimes pre-food, it's has to be sort of definitionally only pre-food. How do we get to the fact that it's definitionally only preparation and not meal? Because you aren't allowed to use that knife for other things. Right? Right? So hence, like, what would obviously be, right, a clay suda, right, is like a pot. Right? You'd say, a pot, isn't that pre-food? But the answer is no. Right? You might taste from it.
It's got
right?
food, it's got pre-food and food. Well,
that's the thing, is like, anything, you know, or like, or even better, right? Certain things that, like, no havamina at all, right?
Oh, what about
like a kugel pan, right?
Right.
Right? Like a, whatever, like a, you know, Pyrex, whatever you put in, right? You cook it, no, but then you also serve it in that thing, right? That's clearly...
What about a hand mixer?
Hammer. To open nuts.
Oh, so now you, again, you understand where this is going, right?
You should have
right?
it here. The eggs themselves are not.
You understand?
Hand mixer can be used for food as well.
Because you said it's for preparation, not the meal.
Yeah.
As opposed, so you cook the eggs. They're raw when you put them in the pan.
That's not.
And then what? Do you always put it on a pan? Could you not eat it out of the pot afterwards?
Eat it out of the pot.
You couldn't eat it off the frying pan?
I never did. Technically, you can.
You don't take it and put it straight in your bread and then eat it?
Pretty much.
No, I put it on a plate.
Does no one put it straight in your bread?
Does no one?
Nahum, does nobody in this yeshiva take their egg off the frying pan? And does everyone take it from there and put it on a plate? Or does some people just put it straight on their sandwich and eat it? On their piece of bread? You know, they make a Sunday snack and then... There you go.
Okay.
No. That's it. We're done.
The only outlier would be shakshuka, which you serve in the pan.
Okay. Good.
A hammer that you bake a guzim with nuts with.
So that probably you don't need it. Correct. Folks can bring that up that you might not need it for that.
But
correct.
It's not clay suda. They open it. It's
might
it's
not be
for sukkah, but
oh, for sure. Then you don't need it, right?
No, because you serve a guzim.
I understand. Correct. I understand. But it might be pre suda. Okay. So now, stop. V'chein ha-sakin shemavshitin bo, eino mishamesh lo uchel bo, kamo shu'ata. Right now, it's obviously a knife that you use to flay the skin. That's not a clay suda. V'nira, chayven dekosav ramal zeh v'tov l'tov l'ov l'racho, dun b'chli barzel shemetakinin hamatzo shekosav achach dein tzarech tefila, chanami dein lo bracha, dechad time ispud. Now the time, Taz says, however, the ramal afterwards says, that by this metal grate thing for the baking of matzahs, you do need to tovel it, which means that the Ramah probably thinks you really should be toveling a shechita knife. Right? Why? Dechad taima isbehu. Right? For one reason, what's the reason? What does the Taz think is going on here? Or the Taz says the grate that you bake the matzahs on is equivalent to the chalon, is according to the shechita knife. Why? Because what does he think the Ramah is getting at? Right, when you say the yesh l'tovel, right? We've done one side. Why would you say that you do have to be tovel it?
Because it's still used for preparation.
Right, and how would he be defining clay suda?
Anything that touches the food.
Yeah, things that are used in food preparation. Right? I mean, that seems to be machlokes, right? To what extent is clay suda about meal? What extent is it about prep, food prep, right? Food processing.
The things you cook the matzah on, that kind of sounds like a grill.
Yeah.
So how would you compare that to a shechita knife?
Because it's in the preparatory stage.
But that's cooking the mutton.
Then it's preparatory stage.
The grill is in preparatory stage.
It's a preparatory stage, isn't it? Are you eating off of it?
You don't eat off your grill?
The one in the one in your oven?
No, well, your barbecue is
it's not a grill. It's that you make your matzahs on. It's not like it's not quite the same, right? It's in the oven.
Oh, okay.
Right? You eat off the things in the oven?
Nothing.
Okay.
It comes off that thing you serve it with.
Lefi, Shavish Rehad, Kosovo, Lozeb, Aga, Alzeb. A Torah Chashiv, Misparayim, Bein Akelim, Shein, Behem, Tzorche, Suda. When we did Rehad Talmud, Tzov, Avodas, Kochavim. Right? The Torah says that scissors are not clay suda, based on the Gemara, right? The Ravashi, Afil, Zuzin, Desarbala. And Perish, Rashi, Misraim, Shagozin, Behem, Big Dek, Semer, Mashani, clay suda. Am Rachmanov, Kosovo, Appreciate, the Misraim, Nakara, Tor. But then the Torah introduces a chiddush that even what scissors that you use to cut vegetables, are not clay suda. They are
normally
because they are prep stages.
Also, those are normally not used.
Right,
for clay suda.
But Mori v'chat nizal the Bach, right? My father-in-law, right? The Taz is talking. My father-in-law, the Bach, Chalak Alev. He argues because of the Lo Dak Dibishel Yerek Hashvin in Klei Suda. Right? The Tur thinks that a vegetable scissor, right, does not need Tvila. The Bach thinks
it does.
It does. Dovah Choshen Mishpat Sinin Tzadidayin Choshev Le Klei Shosin Ba'ochal Nefesh. Va'ani Omer Diyafa Kasev Ba'prisha. I think the Prisha is correct. The Sof Perak Mekab Omerin Dezakinen Da'ashkav Dehevi Yishal Ochal Nefesh. He goes to exactly why he thinks this is true. I don't want to read that whole thing through. But what do you therefore see? Right? What is the machlokas between the poskim who think that a shechita knife needs and a, again, the grill
whether
thing needs?
Anything used for preparation is considered.
But, I mean, what does klei suda mean?
Right?
Does klei suda mean meal?
Or
does it?
Or the meal.
Prep. Right? Now, again, this may come down to our earlier conceptual issues, right? If you think it's about, like, if there's like a tumma in the food, which one I think is more likely? Even prep, right?
Yeah.
Meaning if you think that tefillah is needed because there's some sort of like tumah floating around that you have to remove, then presumably anything that's involved in touching the food, you would want to have, right? But if you think there's no tumah, it's just like a mitzvah, right?
Only adding this.
So then it could go either way, but you could entertain the possibility that the mitzvah is only that which you use immediately for food, right? Meaning if there's a negative, right? No one would say, oh, I don't have to kosher, right, a pot because I'm only using it for cooking. Right, that's an absurd.
Right,
that's an absurd. Right, I want that to settle in. I want that to set in for a moment. Right, no one would say that the food you use, the plate you use for cooking, right, doesn't need hechsher because it's a step removed from eating. Right,
so
obviously not. That's when you need it to be kosher.
You don't need to
right?
remove the tumah.
Correct, and that's why I think right that in order to justify this position, right, that you, to push it earlier, right, you need to think there's some negative, right, right. If you think that, right, oh, well, it's a positive, so you could go either way, but that opens the possibility, I think, to say, no, klei suda means that which is for the meal. That which is early in the process, there's no tumah, right? There's no nothing, right? There's a mitzvah. What does the mitzvah apply to? Klei suda,
right? And what's defined as klei suda is used in the meal.
Right. now, the shach, right, gives you a little bit more language, and he says, right, what is the svara for, right, he gives you a sort of a succinct formulation. This will get us to the last, right, to the next thing, is what makes something not a klei suda and makes it a preparation thing, right? So he says very simply, it's kevancha davar shebetakna otzo tzarech adayin tikkun acher. It's something if, after this, it's not yet edible. Right, I mean, if it's a thing that once you finished it is now edible, that's considered klei suda. Right? Right? It has to be things that are early enough in the prep process.
Oh, but what about fish?
One second.
Because fish is...
One second. Are we clear on that one line?
Yes.
Okay. Right? So he says, right, the shito to hold that you are potter from these types of things, right, are, right, what does it mean to be a prep? So for the way the Shach puts it, it means that which, even after you have used this kli, you will need another kli in order for it to be edible.
Right,
that's the shechita knife. Right, the shechita knife, two stages.
Right,
from
then you have the vegetable scissors, which vegetables are edible no matter what.
Right. Now, right. So that's the way he formulates it. Now, if you skip down to the Pisgei Tshuva, the Pisgei Tshuva says she'ein zvichen tila ein v'tshuva shvez shev Yaakov. Bekelim hanegboim betanur velokim imayim chamin shabo loloshos isos apash etzid lomer shein tzarech tefila klal av meim shal matchot vavtem am shofchen mayim chamin motem ikom ohochon acha rov tashmisho. He introduces a chiddush. He says, what if you have water, or you have a kli of that you put in the oven for hot water? Why? To then mix that water into the bread. Right? Meaning you're not eating it, it's for kneading.
Right.
So he thinks that doesn't need tefillah.
Why? But that it's still...
One second. He thinks it doesn't need tefillah because he thinks that's food preparation. Right? You're still baking it and then you're eating it. Okay? It's the water for the kneading, which you're then gonna bake, which you're then gonna eat. Okay? One second. But then he brings an even bigger chiddush, and he says, and what happens if once in a while you use that water for tea?
Then it needs tefillah.
Doesn't need tefillah. The Pisgei Tshuva says we go by Rov Tashmisha. We go by what it's normally used for. Good. Why? Why? Because remember what I said. Remember by the coating, right? We said this. Is it that which might ever touch food, or is it
that
about the definition of the kli?
Right.
What is it made for?
right, or what is generally the definition. And the Piskei Tshuva is clearly taking the position.
Are normally used. For
correct, and therefore, if once
paper.
In a while, right, like that would be saying, like, oh, usually, like, no, let's say you think, let's say you think the vegetable scissors are putter, right, because right. It's three stages removed from food, right? What happens if once in a while, oh yeah, I don't have a knife, I need to cut my bread to make a sandwich, right? Right?
It's fine.
Right?
No, but let's. But
it potentially be fine.
These scissors are rove used for food, though.
What?
These scissors are rove used for food. Your
correct,
example
but
is that once in a while they're used for food.
Correct.
So if they're rove used for food, they won't require.
For sure.
Even these scissors, even though rove.
No. Scissors for vegetables, it might. No. It has to be food, not food prep.
It's not rove of the.
No.
It's rove of the claw.
The cleave, yeah. The cleave.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like.
Not. Remember, there's a difference between food preparation and.
Right,
and
so
eating
you,
food.
You have a pot. You have these scissors. So if you say that they do need. That they are used for food.
Stop using this use for food. I think, haven't we been clear? All these are used for food.
Yeah.
We're talking about things that are used for food.
For preparation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
You
correct.
Scissors,
it goes back.
But they're normally used for preparation of food.
So then it would, then according so to, it, you, then you wouldn't, even if you would use it once in a while for food, it would be fine. You wouldn't need tefillah, according to Piskei Tshuva.
But let's say you always use it for food.
Then obviously you need it.
But
it's not about, no, that you,
oh, so it doesn't go on rove.
No, but you're using the cleave for it. The rove of this.
Oh, okay, fine.
Now, the second Piskei Tshuva says that a blech that you put the matzos on need tefillah because you actually eat right off of it. Okay, I don't know exactly what he's talking about. Then he says a rib eisen. Yes, a rib eisen needs it. What is a rib eisen? A rib eisen is a grater. Right? That which you make chrein. He says, that which you make breadcrumbs with or chrein.
Ooh.
Right.
So he meant those like
mincer.
Metal box,
what?
Domes,
it could be many things.
Fire.
A grater, mincer, whatever.
What's a grater? It's a grater on the tests.
What? A grate. No, it's a T. Like a grater.
I don't understand if you meant like the lafas. It's that metal dome you put over a fire.
Could
you just toss the bread on there. That would be the tovel.
No. It's I don't know exactly what it is. Some sort of cover. Anyways. Okay. Now, just to give you what is the halakha lamaisa? There are a few very big halakha lamaisa ones that come out of this. Okay. So one of them is going to be storage containers, right? That's probably the shaila that comes up all the time on this issue, right? Is what about storage containers, right? Are these, is that considered? Is that clay suda? So what would you think?
Probably not.
Well,
no, because it sounds closer to preparation more than.
It's not prepped, actually. It's already prepped.
But it doesn't, like, in
like
order
for instance,
to.
Those tins.
Oh, but,
those
but if you warm up the food in the thing normally, then yes, you might.
So,
no,
but let's be very careful. So, like I said, give me a type of a storage thing that clearly would definitely be chayef.
A metal
Pyrex.
Bowl
Pyrex
that,
pan that you like throw in the
right.
fridge,
or a glass bowl that you.
I think I gave you this example, right? Ben Arch's favorite, right? The type of storage clay that is definitely chayef. A cookie jar.
Or a pot.
A cookie jar.
Or a cookie jar.
Because how many people, maybe you Europeans are more civilized than we are, how many people, when they have a cookie jar, open the cookie jar, take the cookie out, put it on a plate, and then eat it from the plate?
We don't have a cookie jar.
All the Americans are like, I don't know what you're talking about. And you're
so
like,
ridiculous.
Yeah, I do that. Right? No, you eat it, therefore, is that called storage? Is that called clay suda?
It's
obviously clay suda. That's like a plate.
But
right? You eat straight from the thing.
Wait, so then how do you explain a pickle jar?
What?
How do you do a pickle jar? You need pickles right out of the jar?
Good. We're going to get to that. Before we get to that, we're going to get to that. This is the big shayla. Right?
Be
the famous Snapple shayla. Yes, this is very...
Cookie jars are still
a
thing.
Yeah,
I don't know how to pickle jar.
My grandma has a pickle jar.
What?
Cookie jar.
The
cookie jar
is
not a pickle jar.
I eat from a cookie jar.
Yes.
She also has a pickle jar.
Good.
But let's
so,
say you have a jar that you store your
now what
in.
Right? What about something that you only
really
you make the store things in? What would you do?
I would not say require. I would say it does not require.
What pickle jar?
No, like if you only keep storage in, because you're not.
You are eating.
Like you're
from
not really
it.
Eating. Like you're not eating from it.
And that's what
like,
it's sold in, so you can't really.
No, let's leave. We'll come to more complicated kids with pickle jar and stuff. But I mean, like, full. Let's talk about full kalim, right? Like, real permanent kalim, right? That you only use for storage. What would you say?
No, you don't have tefillah.
It's only used for storage.
Only storage, right? You never eat right off of it, right?
No.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be tefillah.
Right, so that.
Like your sugar jar, you don't have to.
Oh, come on!
It. Well, that's because you don't.
It
really
would be subject to a machlokes. The same machlokes as.
I don't. You were asking us what we would say.
No, but I'm saying, halachically, is it? What would you? Right?
Oh,
it,
machlokes.
If you meaning what? If you think that clay suda means only that which is used
for eating,
then
no, it would
then
not.
It would be pater.
If it's used for anything, if it's anything that it touches used food, in, that touches food exactly, then yes.
Very good. And who says that?
Hey,
Rabbi.
That's a good question.
I always forget the names of the differing opinions. I know the differing opinions, I just forget the names of them.
As do I.
Oh, yes, if you should.
Right?
That
so that's really what the shock is getting at, and therefore, what you would do is you would do it.
Isn't it machlokes?
Without a problem. Right? Without, thank you, Baruch Hashem.
Huh?
Right? Right, you would do it without a bracha. Right? Here. We'll do the normal experiment. Watch.
Oh, that's
let's do this.
Problem. What do we do with a bracha?
Oh, you. Here, well, let's
Rebbe,
do what we did yesterday.
Rebbe, what about a glass storage container?
Why?
Would it be more of a
what?
Thing?
What is
what?
I'm joking. No, I'm joking.
Let's do exactly what we did yesterday.
What about a glass candy dish?
No, but like a glass, it's all glass in itself, whether it's chayav. And then
what?
Glass, because it's already machlokes whether it's derabanan or deraisa. But if you say it's derabanan, it's like we're lenient with.
Correct.
Stuff,
you could
like,
be more theoretically.
Why do you say that it doesn't matter if it's derabanan or right? So regardless, you still have to total it.
Ah, so now...
If you're
but I'll read it, guys.
Requires
guys, I'll read it from you, but let me read it to you from the... This is from the StarCage website. Guys. From the StarCage storage container. They write... No tvila.
Really?
If container is not brought to the table at meals...
Yeah.
Right? Which is posking like with Sheeta.
Makes sense.
However, in the footnote, they note, shocking, right? So they say that this is not obviously according to all Sheeta. Why is it not according to all Sheeta?
Because all the other side as well.
If it touches food.
Good, because we know that this is a machlokes. Very good. Right? So you can expect that this is.
So StarCade says not to.
StarCade does not, right? And they say.
Oh, you says.
And they didn't actually have it on it.
COC.
Chicago Rabbinical Council.
One of the most
trusted. Trusted alcohol list.
Jimmy, if your name fine, you're all
yes. I shop for whiskey. This is necessary. I don't look it. They don't card you? Nope. Perks of having facial hair.
This is all recorded.
Okay. But they note, right now, this is obviously going to be the machlokes, right?
Right?
This is what it depends on. So they note that based on Rebbe Eger, they're Makil, the Yad Ephraim, they're Makil, the Darkechuva, and that Sicilia Ezra they quote, and Rav Heinemann passing that way. But then they say that in Sefer Tvilat Kalim, and the Chelkas Ben Yamin, right? They are, he said, look at what they write there, right? So you have basically, right?
You have a lot of shittos to rely on.
Well, obviously, you have a lot of shittos, right? The Star Case says if it's not going to be brought to the meal, you don't have to do it at all. Other people say do it without a bracha. Okay, and if you look on if you look on the Halachapedia, right? I'm just opening up the random ones, right? Halachapedia says, if it's used, they should be used without a then they should be done without a bracha. And the things that they say,
they do require it
without a bracha. Okay. Just the things they know that obviously don't, right? This pretty much everyone agrees to, as far as I know, is like can openers. Right? Things like that, clearly, everyone agrees.
It's barely even touching the food.
It doesn't touch the food, right? B'chlal, like, that's not like... okay, but that's storage containers. But now you understand why there's a machlokes about storage containers. What we'll do... Now, we will get to what AB is bothered by, right? Is the what about the pickle jar and things like that, where you really eat straight from it?
Also the fish knife.
Hot though, because
sometimes you can eat the fish right after you cut it, and sometimes you can't.
Right, things like that. Well, that you probably would have to, but we'll see is that this creates the great Snapple, the Snapple bottle machloket, right? Like it is, can you drink from a Snapple bottle, or is it always usher?
Why isn't it? Yeah,
and yes, there are actual post-game who think that you are never allowed to drink from a Snapple bottle.
I was just wondering, one side,
if you hold like it's making the clear yourself.
Well, now that
you're drinking straight from it, it's glass. Right.
So now they're making all.
Now they made a plastic.
Now there's no problem. They're making them all.
But what about the Coca-Cola?
Oh, now you think
you died a long time ago.